Amen. I am so happy that you're here today. Thank you all for being here today on this great day of Mother's Day. I tell you, what would the world be like without mothers? We wouldn't have a world. It would just be Earth, right? So anyway, for those of you who don't know who I am Pastor Aleem Bakari. I have the pleasure of being the lead pastor here at Connect Church, and I want to, if this is your first or second time here, I want to just thank you for taking the time to come out and be with us today, because you could have chosen any church. There's hundreds of churches just in the Arlington area alone, but you chose to come and worship with us today. And so we just want to thank you for worshiping with us today. And so, as is our tradition, if you can, go ahead and grab your Bibles, your iPhones, your iPads, your whatever that you use. And as you are grabbing it, turn to the book of Romans, the eighth chapter of the book of Romans. And I'm going to start us off in verse 26. When you have it, say, I have it. If you don't have it, say, hold up. And I'm going to read from the Holman Christian Bible today. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 26, reads as such. It says, in the same way, the Spirit also joins us to help in our weakness. Because we do not know what to pray for as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us, catch this, with unspoken groanings. And He who searches the heart knows the Spirit's mindset, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Let's pray. Well, before we pray, let's read our Connect mission statement. And I want you to read this like your life depended on it. I want you to read it with passion and enthusiasm. Let's read. Connect Church exists to make disciples of Jesus Christ who love God, love people, and impact the world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, for your awesomeness. Thank you, God, for your sovereignty. Thank you, God, for just being amazing, the amazing God that you are. God, we come today, God, to fellowship around this idea of the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you, God, for sending the Holy Spirit as a helper, as a guide, as a comforter. And so, God, we just pray that this word today about the Holy Spirit, that it falls on the good soil of our heart, not on the stony places and not on the rocky places, but on the good soil of our hearts. And we need that, God, because we need this word today, God, to germinate, God, and to bring back a harvest in our lives. And so, God, here I stand, your humble servant, with one request and one request only, and that is to wear me like a glove. Use me, God, for the very intents and purposes that you created me for, and that is to make your name great. And so, God, we just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. You can be seated. Children, you are dismissed. They're already gone, huh? Man, I can never get that timing right. As I have grown older, one of the things that I've come to recognize, realize, and embrace is the fact that I have had people praying for me even when I did not know it or even when I didn't see them praying for me. I remember so vividly when I was in school of being in the car with my mother. And every day as she dropped us off at school, she would pray for us on our way to school. And I could just count on her praying for us because being a single mother, raising three children, praying was an intricate part of her life. And when I left high school to enlist in the United States Navy, my mother assured me this. She told me, she said, "Son, I'm praying for you." And as I found myself in certain situations and having avoided certain entanglements and encounters, I would say to myself, someone must have been praying for me. I have a praying wife who prays for me daily. She prays for me even when I don't know that she's praying for me. It is the very prayers that my wife was praying for me that when our marriage hit the rocks, it was my wife's prayers and her interceding that brought us back together. It's something about having a praying mother and a praying wife, amen? And so today, what I want to do is I want to inform some of you, and I want to enlighten some of you, and I want to encourage others that there is someone not only praying for you, but there is someone interceding on your behalf. I don't know if I'm the only person, but have you ever felt like after you've gotten out of a situation and you just say, man, somebody was praying for me? And so as we look at this 8th chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul, I believe this book is probably one of the most theologically and doctrinally sound books of all the books that Paul has authored. In this book, Paul starts out and he starts talking to us about the doctrine, and he talks to us about what it takes to follow Jesus. And in chapter 8, in verse 2, Paul says that the Holy Spirit, it gives us freedom in Christ. In verse 4, Paul tells us, he says, we walk not in flesh, but we walk in the Spirit. In this 8th chapter of this book, if you want to know anything about the Holy Spirit, read the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Paul so thoroughly explained to us how the Holy Spirit moves in our lives. He says in verse 5, he said, how we think. We don't think by flesh, but we think by the Spirit. Paul goes on in verse 16, he says that the Spirit testifies with us that we are God's children. And when we jump down to verse number 26, where we're going to hang out today, Paul gives us more insight into the workings of the Holy Spirit. And so today, what I want to talk to us about is, and fellowship around, is this sermon topic that even when I'm weak, help is here. We are in this sermon series right now called The Holy Spirit, and Pastor Jared kicked us off, and the one thing that I left with from that sermon is that God did not leave us as orphans. Because you have to understand that when Jesus was walking the face of this earth, his disciples had grown accustomed to him and attached to him, and so Jesus had to assure his disciples that I will not leave you as orphans. That I'm going to send a comforter, I'm going to send a helper, I'm going to send a guide, I'm going to send someone to walk this walk with you. And so today I want to fellowship around this idea that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And as we look at verse number 26, Paul starts out and he says, in the same way, the Spirit also joins to help us in our weakness. And for most of us, when we see this word weakness, we think of weaklings. But can I tell you, as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, believers are not weaklings, but we do have weaknesses. Amen? I am not a weak person, but I do have weaknesses. And sometimes some of us don't operate in the strength and the power that being a believer affords us, but we can't get too high on ourselves to not admit that we are not weak in strength, but we have weaknesses. Amen. And so the first point that I want to highlight today is this, is that God does not condemn my weakness. You see, some of us, I believe, spend so much time beating ourselves up, and we feel like God looks down on us because we have a weakness. Not that we are weaklings, but that we have weakness. And our weaknesses differ from person to person. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to probably frown at me, but I just like being transparent. I'm going to say it like this. I used to have a weakness of using some not so good words. I'm going to just say it like that. I know I'm probably the only one, and you know I'm probably not saved, and I know that God still has a work to do in me, but man, I used to have a weakness with using some choice words, amen? But the Bible says, and what Paul is telling us here in this text, he's telling us that the Spirit joins with us to help in our weakness. And when you wrap your mind around that, it's comforting to know that God does not confront me or condemn me for my weakness. That he sent the Holy Spirit to help me in my weakness. He sent someone because here's the thing, and please, this has just been resonating in my heart. If we could just really understand how much God loves us, that he loves us enough that he sent the Holy Spirit to help us and to comfort us and to guide us. Why? Because I know some of us believe that we got it all together. But can I stand here today and emphatically tell you, you don't have it all together. I know that you've been walking with God for a long time, and you're in church every service, and you're serving in this area, and you're serving in that area. But can I tell you today, you have weakness. But God loves us so much that he don't condemn us, He don't confront us. He sent the Holy Spirit. That's why this sermon series is called Help Is Here and not Help Is On The Way. Because, see, help is here. Why? Because, like I told us this past Sunday, I said, with the ascension of Jesus Christ, if Jesus doesn't ascend to go sit at the right hand of the Father, then the Holy Spirit doesn't come. But now that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, the Holy Spirit is here. But some of us don't know how to, and I'm still wrestling with the right word on how to say it. I said it last week, and I said some of us don't know how to activate the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. Is that correct? But then if he's there and we don't know how to access it, then we're just stuck. And I believe that some of us are walking around stuck in certain areas because we don't invite the Holy Spirit into our lives or into our situation. And it's as simple as this. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come and rest, rule, and reign in this situation right now. It's just that simple. There's nothing special that you need to do. You don't need to come down to the altar and cry. You don't need to sling snot. You ain't got to do all of that. All you got to do is just, he's a helper. He's here. Invite him in. But I love what Apostle Paul says about weakness also, as he told the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 12, 19. See, some of us have this have a wrong idea of weakness, but what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, 9, he said this, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. So Paul was going through a very troubling time asking God to remove this thorn out of his side. And it was causing Paul weakness, but Jesus told Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Why? For power is perfected in weakness. You see, some of us don't want to come to God in our weakness because we have this overinflated image of who we are. But God loves humbleness. And Paul says, he says, for power is perfected in weakness. What is he saying? When you admit and submit your weakness to God, now God can work his power in you. Why? So that it's for your good. Man, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but it's for your good, but it's for God's glory. You see, we don't give the Holy Spirit room to show up because we think we got it all together. But Paul says that power is perfected in weakness. He says, most gladly, therefore, I'd rather boast about my weaknesses. Catch this. Paul says, I'd rather boast about my weaknesses. Why? So that the power of Christ may dwell in me. So that the power of Christ might dwell in me. See, some of us are so full of ourselves that we don't give the Holy Spirit no room at all. The Holy Spirit is not going to come in and say, scoot over. We have to humbly submit and admit that we are weak in these areas. And so the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, even when we don't know what to pray. Look at the second part of verse 26 and 27. He says, in the same way, the Spirit also joins to help us in our weakness because we do not know what to pray for as we should. This is one of the weaknesses that we have is that sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. We don't know what to do or what to say. We don't know how to approach the throne of God. But man, God loves us so much that even when we don't know what to say, we don't know what to pray, the text says that, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us. That's how much God loves us, in that even when we don't know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us with unspoken groaning. Man, I sure hope I got time to deal with this. So I'm going to slow down for a second. In the New Testament, in the Greek, this word intercede, it's the word intercano, but then in this particular text, it puts what is like the word hyper, but it's pronounced hooper intercano, and it means for someone's benefit. I need to breathe. For the benefit to come in line with properly, literally, it means bending over to intercede or to confer benefit for somebody else. Man, when I saw this definition, I was in my chair. Man, I was just jumping up and down because, man, if we really understood what this word intercede, what this word intercede means, this word intercede means is that the Holy Spirit is working on our behalf. That the Holy Spirit is working on our behalf. And the text says, I'm going to make sure that you understand, that you hear me clearly. It says that the Spirit intercedes for us with unspoken groaning. What this is, now please understand, this is not unspoken, this is not us speaking in tongues. This is the Holy Spirit doing the work. It's like the way it came to me is this, is that the Holy Spirit and God are having a conversation, but because we can't even understand, because they're having, this is on a spiritual realm. This is spiritual talk that's going on now. It's so spiritual that it says unspoken groaning. And the only thing that came to me was this. Have you ever felt like somebody was just talking about you? Could you just feel it in the city of your soul that somebody was just talking about me? I feel it. I know somebody is talking about me. And what God showed me about this text is that the Holy Spirit and God are talking about me, and I don't even know what they're saying. I don't know what's going on, but the Holy Spirit is interceding and conferring with God about me, about you. That's who the Holy Spirit is for us. That the Holy Spirit loves us so much that there's a spiritual talk that goes on between the Holy Spirit and God. That he intercedes on our behalf. And I can't even fathom what they're saying because it says unspoken groanings. I'm just going to let that sit right there for a second. Have you ever had situations and circumstances work out and you don't even know why? Somebody call you back and say, hey, I thought you wasn't qualified for the job, but after we reviewed the situation, have you ever went to the doctor and the doctor said that you had a tumor or you had cancer or you had something and then the doctor calls you back or you go back to the doctor the next time and the doctor says, upon further review. Man, I'm telling you, I really hope we get the power of the Holy Spirit. And I know for some of us, we think, oh, that's just for enthusiastic folks. You know, they are, that's not the word. There's another word that I hear certain church groups say. It's not enthusiastic, it's charismatic, but exuberant. That's what it is. That's for that exuberant crowd. Because you know they are very exuberant. Well, can I tell you this? When you know that the Holy Spirit is interceding for you, you can't help but to be exuberant. What I mean, if you only knew what was working behind the scenes, and we sing this song that says that even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, He's working. Even when I don't know it, the Holy Spirit is working. And so the Holy Spirit prays on our behalf. The Holy Spirit, He intercedes, and catch this, please understand this. The Holy Spirit intercedes in every area of our lives. You see, some people only think about the Holy Spirit when they're at church or when they're around their churchy friends. But the Holy Spirit is actively involved in every area of your life. Why? Because the Spirit dwells within you. So the Holy Spirit helps us when we are weak and intercedes on our behalf. And He does all of this because the text says that so that we can stay in God's will. But then as we keep going down, we look at verse number 28. And as I looked over this text, and I looked over this text, and I looked at verse 26, and saw that God helps us in our weakness. One of the weaknesses is even when we pray and we don't know what to pray about or what we should say, the Holy Spirit helps us. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. But when I came to verse 28, I had to actually read it slowly. And so I'm going to read verse 28 slow so that you could hopefully see what I see. Verse 28 in some translations says, and we know. And we know. And we know. What is Paul saying here? Paul is saying that that here's the confidence. We know this. You see, when you know that you know that you know, when you're confident and you're confident, You know this. Paul says, we know this just like I know my name. Paul says, and we know. What, Paul? What is it that we know? What is it that we need to be supremely confident in, Paul? What is it, Paul? Paul says, and we know that what? All things. Somebody said, all things. Somebody said again, all things. Say it again, all things. Paul says, and we know that what? All things. Not some things. Not some situations. Not the hard situations. Not the terrible situations. Paul says, we know that what? All things, what? Work together for the good of those. We know that all things work together, what? For the good. Who is this good for? Of those who are, those who, what? Paul says, all things work together for the good of those who love God. Anybody love God in this house today? Any lovers of God in this house today? You see, when you love God, you have to be supremely confident in that all things work together for your good. I did not make this up. Is this in the Bible? Am I in the Bible? Am I in context? Okay? He says, all things work together for the good of those who love God. He says, those, okay, so we've identified the those, right? The those are us, right? We are those. Why? Because we love God. And he says, those who are called according to his purpose. What Paul is telling us here is, not only has God sent a helper, he sent the Holy Spirit, that he prays for us, that he intercedes for us, that he comforts us, that he guides us. And so when we find ourselves in situations where the Holy Spirit is working on our behalf, we can't lose hope. Why? Because we have to remember that all things work together for my good, but for his glory. And see, that's the part that we sometimes forget. We just think it's about our good, but see, this is not about us. It's about him, amen? It's not about us. Yes, it's for my good, but what we have to understand is that sometimes what's good for me might not feel good. What we have to understand is that it's for my good, but sometimes I'm going to have to go through something. If it's for my good, there's going to be a pruning process that may have to take place. Now, I know that I'm from a different generation. So what I'm about to say for all of the parents now, all right, I know you might not think this way, but I'll just speak for me. I turned out all right. But as my mother used to whoop me. Now, let me explain what whoopings is for some people, okay? There's a difference between a spanking and a whooping. When you've been whooped, you know you've been whooped. But you've been spanked, you know, that was just a spanking. But when you've been whooped, and then if I could say this, have you ever been whooped by God? Oh, my God, today. I was talking to somebody the other day. I'm like, God ain't never got to worry about me doing that no more. But see, it's just like when our parents, well, the two previous generation parents, they whooped and I whooped. And I used to tell my sons, like my mom told me, son, I'm doing this. Why? Because I love you. I'm like, you mean to tell me that you're going to go out on this tree, out in the front yard, find a tree limb that's about 6 feet long, and she had this little neat little trick that she would do. She would get two switches and plait them together. And she would proceed to work this out for my good. But it didn't feel good. And so that's the image that is being portrayed here is that it's not going to always be good. It's not going to always feel good, but it's for your good. But it's ultimately for God's glory. And when you've been humbled and you've been submitted to God and you are allowing the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and reign in your heart, God is going to sometimes take you through some stuff. And you're going to identify the weakness that you have. But when you bring them to God, when you invite the Holy Spirit in, God says that all things work together for your good. Amen? And so as we go through this sermon series, I really hope and pray that you tuck these truths of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And I hope you understand the chief role of the Holy Spirit. I mean, the chief role of the Holy Spirit is to help you. And as I said, Jesus did not go to heaven and sit down at the right hand of the Father and leave us here alone. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed as the band is coming up to play, there are certain sermon series and sermons that I preach that I hope that all of them impact us in some way. But man, as a fellowship of believers here at Connect Church, one of the things that I don't want us to get away from is the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives as a fellowship of believers. And I want you to just imagine for a second, what kind of church could we have if this church was full of people who was led by the Holy Spirit? In those times when the Holy Spirit is prompting us to be bold and to go out and share our faith, when the Holy Spirit is prompting us to talk to someone who doesn't look like us or come from the same socioeconomic background as we come from. What would it look like if the Holy Spirit just led us to just walk out of the front door of our house, knock on the neighbor's door next door, and just introduce yourself? And to let them know, hey, I'm here for you if you need prayer. See, it's the workings of the Holy Spirit in this area that's going to move and guide us as a fellowship of believers. And so that's why I really want to put emphasis on this sermon series, because I know from experience, living a life as a believer without walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's hard work because you're doing it all on your own. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray today. And if you are here today and you don't understand who is this Holy Spirit, what is this all about, I want to invite you to come down and allow us to pray with you and introduce you to Jesus Christ. Introduce you to a relationship that will change the trajectory of your life. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is instantly inside of you, and it's awakened inside of you, and it comes alive in you. And so if that's you today and you would like to give your life to Jesus Christ, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I just simply want you to do one thing for me. Just shoot your hand up in the air. And then I want you to know, if you don't want to shoot your hand up in the air, there are going to be people down front that will pray with you. And if you need someone to pray with you today to just help you understand more about the Holy Spirit and how to activate and allow the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and reign in your heart, there's going to be people down here. I want you to come down and let us pray with you today. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace today, God. We just thank you for who you are. God, thank you for loving us so much, God, that you would not leave us as orphans, God, that you would send a helper for us. You would send a comforter, that you would send a guide. God, you would send someone, God, that would wrap their arms around us, God. And on those days, God, when we don't feel like we can go another step, God, the Holy Spirit is there to encourage us, to whisper softly in our ear, God, that we can make it. God, that we can do it. God, that we can take another step, God. And so, God, I just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you that if there's anyone here today, God, that want to walk more in the Holy Spirit, God, I pray, God, that they don't feel embarrassed or reluctant. God, we are called to bear one another's burdens. And so, God, we are here to pray with you, with people, God. So we just thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.